In an emailed statement, Mayor Reed says he's deeply disturbed by the writings and won't tolerate discrimination. He's ordered an investigation into whether Cochran discriminated against anyone in the fire department. He also is requiring Cochran undergo sensitivity training. Jeff Graham of the group Georgia Equality says Reed isn't going far enough and says Cochran must go.
It appears that his language is so extreme, so belittling of gay and transgender people, that I don't see how he could possibly lead a diverse workforce.
Cochran's writings compare homosexuality to pedophilia and bestiality. Graham says Cochran's beliefs create a chilling effect for anyone that has to work with him.
I think he needs to be held accountable for his words, and that, frankly, the only course of action at this point in time is his immediate and permanent dismissal.
In response, Reed spokeswoman Ann Torres said, quote, "It is too soon to say whether or not additional action will be taken. That will depend on the outcome of the investigation." City Councilman Alex Juan, who is gay, called Cochran's words hurtful and very offensive. Juan is also waiting for the city's review to be completed before he says whether Cochran should be permanently removed.
You know, until we have those specific instances, it's hard to try and take disciplinary action based on the city's policies. That said, I mean, I know what decision I would make personally on this, but I'm not the mayor.
Juan did say it's tough to ignore what Cochran wrote.
Personally for me, you know, knowing now what Chief Cochran believes himself changes our relationship and can't not change the dynamic between him and me. But I'm a council member and I'm not his boss technically. So that is kind of the reality of the situation.
Mayor Reed's office says at this point it doesn't know when the investigation will wrap up. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.